Somebody say it out loud. I promise the Lord. Come on, shout it. I promise the Lord. I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. Ooh, while you're standing, reach over and grab your Bible. And let's go to the Word of God before we go to lunch. Amen. Acts chapter 26, verse number 13 through verse number 18. Acts chapter 26, verse number 13 through verse number 18. You will find contained in this series of verses the theme I call for our camp. And it's in verse 16. But let's begin in verse 13. At midday, O king, I saw in the way. This is Paul, of course, giving his defense before Agrippa. He said, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise, Jesus said to him, and stand upon your feet, thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power, oh Lord, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified. Woo, come on now. Sanctified. Look at that last phrase. Sanctified by faith that is in me. Woo, let's pray. Father, help me right now to preach this word. Deliver your mind to these gathered here today, and in particular these teenagers, these young people. Unveil your will, mighty God, through this vessel of mine that you have given me. Let me speak as the oracles of God. Stir, convict, Holy Ghost. Do your office work in this place. Convict of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come. And Lord, I pray, Father God, that Christ be glorified and Lucifer terrified because of it. In Jesus' name, everybody shout, amen. You may go to your seats. Acts chapter 26, verse number 16. I want to borrow the phrase in the first part of verse 16. And it is inscribed upon your camp shirts. But here the verse says, but rise and stand upon your feet. Praise God. Rise and stand upon your feet. I don't know. Now, evangelist preached powerfully last night, and I like how he laid things out. But I was studying yesterday, and I want to say to you in beginning this morning, I don't know if you've noticed the fight for the lives of humanity that has raged since Genesis chapter 3, has greatly, that doesn't even do it justice, but has greatly intensified in this short season before the rapture of the church. I said the fight for the lives of humanity that has raged since Genesis chapter 3 has in the last year to 2 years, whatever the case, has intensified in this short season before the trumpet sounds and Jesus calls us away to be with him. Now Christ's real church, the real church of the Lord Jesus, is feeling the heat of the fight. We're feeling the squeeze of pressure from a devil-possessed culture that is saying to us, bow or you're going to burn. Deny him or you're going to die. They're going to tell us it's either your righteousness or we're going to ruin you. Come on, somebody. But I come to tell you this morning, as young people, get up, take a stand, and keep standing. The fight ain't over yet. I said, get up, take a stand, and keep standing, for the fight ain't over yet. Well, somebody lift your hand and say, the fight ain't over yet. Hallelujah. We're in a fight. We're in a fight. Oh, I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier. I said, I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier. Let's talk about that word, rise. Let's talk about, I've coined it like this, let's talk about the rising. Let's talk about the rising this morning in Acts chapter 2, verse number 23. The word of God says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 23, follow me there if you would. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 23. He says, him being delivered, Peter did, by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Who, watch this now. We're talking about the rising. Amen. Woo. When he said in verse 24, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. We're talking about rise. We're talking about the rising. Now listen to me, young people. You cannot do anything laying on your back. You can't do anything laying on your back. My daddy was a stern believer in that. Raised during the Depression. Hard worker. World War II vet with the 10th Armored Division. He raised us boys with strong discipline. Hallelujah. In the summer months when our neighbors and buddies would be hopping and jumping when we got out of school, and they said we get to sleep late. Amen. Whew. You didn't get to sleep late in Leonard Tom's house. Amen. Summer, no summer. He raised gardens, 2 city lots of garden vegetables in his handicap state, and he employed me and my brothers to help him. I remember I was brave enough, if you want to call it that, one night at the supper table, our next door neighbor, his family owned a grocery store in town, and first time I ever seen a weed eater. My next door neighbor had a weed eater with a cord on it, and it's going around, amen, cutting the weeds around the house. My daddy didn't know what a weed eater was, and nothing. You didn't say you was bored. Yeah, I said that one time at the house, and my daddy looked at me and said, you're what? I said, I'm bored. Oh, Lord. He said, go out there to the shed, and I just sharpened the garden hoe, and go out here and hoe all the grass, the weeds up next to the house, and don't stop till you're through. Come on, somebody. Whoa, I learned don't say bored. Come on. Now, oh yes, my daddy didn't believe you could do anything laying flat on your back in the bed. Somebody shout amen. Your accomplishments will be little to none by just sitting. Come on, you can't just sit and accomplish hardly anything. Now, I was writing these notes yesterday. I thought, Lord, the secretary, the time and all that. So I just worded it that your accomplishments will be little to none by just sitting. You can't just sit and keep sitting. Come on, somebody. My daddy didn't believe you could just sit around and watch TV all day. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Lord, I'd hate to think what would happen if we had cell phones back in the 70s and 80s. Oh, I'd have never had one. Come on, somebody shout amen. Oh, y'all looking at me like a puppet dog hearing a strange sound. Your head all cocked sideways. Come on. I'm telling you, my daddy didn't believe in sitting. Oh, yeah. You're not going to just sit around and watch TV. You can't accomplish much laying down. You can't accomplish much by just sitting. Come on. I've come to tell you, young people, this morning, in the wonderful name of Jesus, I come to pronounce to you this morning that in the wonderful name of Jesus, there is about to be a rising. I said that the tide is rising. The power of the Holy Ghost anointing is rising. There's about to be a rising among young people, a rising among adults that are really saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. There's about to be a rising. A rising is happening even as I speak to you. We're in a fight. I said we're in a fight. The church is feeling it. Come on, somebody. But God will not be defeated. I said he will not be defeated. I heard that old prophet say in Isaiah, he said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will what? Raise up a standard. Oh, you ain't hear me. Will raise up a standard against him. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's still hope for America. There's hope for our nation. There's hope for this world. I don't care who's in the White House, who runs the United Nations. God, I said God is sending a rising, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost. There's going to be some teenagers that's going to get up. I said there's about to be some teenagers that are going to get up. Get up in Jesus' name. Get up in the Holy Ghost. Rise. Rise up above it. Rise up above your sin. Rise up above your temptation. Rise up above the mocking and the cruel. Amen. Mockings and temptings of the devil. Rise. There's a raising, a rising that's going on. Somebody praise. Ooh. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's a rising. A rising. Oh yes. You see, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. I like what the evangelist said last night. That old devil, his imps, and evil is here until the rapture. We're going to have to deal with it. Somebody shout amen. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only, look out now, he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. That iniquity, that mystery of iniquity, that powers of darkness, the spirit of the world concocting his webs of deceit and bondages and all kinds of iniquity and evil is happening more than ever today. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. What are you saying, Brother Tom? Iniquity is working. Iniquity is on the rise as well. But the Lord said, wait a minute. There's a check. There's a check on the tide of iniquity. There's something. There's a dam that's holding back the tide of iniquity. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is it? Who is it? It's the children of the Lord. Would somebody shout hallelujah that are saved, washed in the blood, filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo. The iniquities are rising, but the rising of the Lord's flood tide of anointing in his church, come on, is a standard that he's lifting up against the enemy in this nation. Don't despair. Don't be discouraged, you soldiers of the Lord. Don't lay down your sword yet. Don't take off the shield of faith yet. Don't loosen the belt of truth yet. But pick up your sword. Strap on the breastplate of righteousness. Take up your shield of faith and tighten the buckle of the spirit of truth, the belt of truth. Somebody shout amen. Glory to God, we're in a fight. There's a rising standard of the anointing in the church that's rising. I said rising even as I speak. Acts chapter 2 verse 36, we're talking about the rising. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with constant, amen, with certainty, rather, that God has made him, Jesus, Lord and Messiah. Woo. The rising of identity. This was the first message of Pentecost preached by Peter. It was the first a public revival message preached, come on, in Jerusalem about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, Peter jumped up on the platform and said, listen a minute. You crucified him. You hung him on a tree. Hallelujah. But he said, God, but God hath raised him up. Just shout hallelujah. Praise God. And hath made him Lord and Messiah. Shout hallelujah. When he raised Jesus up on that third day, when he got up, it was the sealing. It was the securing of the identity. Not that he didn't have it before. He did. Come on. He was Lord. He was and is Lord. He was and is the Messiah. But on that third day, when Jesus got up off of the cold slab of Joseph of Arimathea's tomb, amen, and he walked right through the tombstones, the stone of the tomb, he walked right through it because he got up. I said he rose up. I said he got up. I said he got up. I said he got, hey, I said he got up. Father God was like my father. Amen. They said, I'm not going to leave my boy laying on a cold slab in a tomb. We got a work to do. Hallelujah. And on Sunday, he got up. Somebody shout amen. Talking about the rising. But it was the securing, it was the founding, it was the great affirmation of his identity. that when it got up on the third day, it was sealed and done. Because Peter said, God hath made him Lord and Messiah. Woo, hallelujah. He come up on out of that grave, amen, and said, I am the Lord. I am the Messiah. I am Christos. I am the anointed one prophesied by the sages and the prophets. I am the resurrection. I am the rising. I am the life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, yes. See, it was the rising of his identity. But listen to me. On that day of Pentecost, and from Acts 2 all the way through the end of the book, you witness, but especially in Acts chapter 2, you witness the resurrection and the rising of the body of Christ, secondarily in his church. You see, the church is Christ's body. I said we're Corpus Christi. We're the body of Christ in the earth. Come on, somebody. He's the head of the church. But on Pentecost, I said on the day of Pentecost, the church had gathered there. They'd been praying. Come on, somebody. I wish I was younger. Amen. Let me try it anyway. The body. Now, y'all don't look too close. Say, look at that mountain sticking up. Here's the church, the body of Christ. We're born again, but it was laying there like in accordance to Adam when it was first created. The church, birth of Christ by the cross, is laying there in Jerusalem. It's been created. It's been born again. It's got life. Hallelujah, to a degree. Amen. But on that Pentecost day, all of a sudden the wind blew. I said, all of a sudden the wind blew. Hallelujah. And we just studied that word wind in the Bible. It means one part, it means breath. Hallelujah. Somebody, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God breathed into that body, breathed into Christ's body. And on Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, the body of Christ, amen, in Jerusalem began to rise. Oh, y'all not hearing me? I said, began to rise up. I said, the church got up. I said, the church was resurrected. Somebody shout hallelujah. And the Roman world knew about it. Would you give God praise in this house? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The identity of the church is Christ, and Christ in the church was risen on that day. Come on, somebody. Let me tell this world. Let me tell every dictator. Let me tell the president and his cabinet. Let me on the floor of Congress, and let me tell them that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the body of Christ, is risen. Would you shout hallelujah? Amen. We're risen. And let us tell him that the identity is that he is Lord and he is the anointed one and he still lives. I'm talking about the rising. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Listen to me. In this present time, the church is rising. Young people are rising in that resurrection power. The church is rising. In this nation, somebody shout amen. The rising message brought on shockwaves to those that were in Jerusalem. When Peter, little Mac, when Peter, amen. I've been knowing him since like that long. Amen. I said, when Peter jumped up and began to preach, you killed him. You killed him. You killed. You're all guilty. You're guilty. You hung him on a cross. But then he said, God raised him up, and he started preaching the resurrection. Hey, come on, somebody. And when it did, that rising message brought on shockwaves to those that were in the city of Jerusalem. Shockwaves reverberated from one end of the city to the other. Shockwaves reverberated. Come on, right into the temple that had just experienced the rending of the curtain between the holy place and the Holy of Holies. But Peter stood up and started preaching. He's alive. He's risen. Hallelujah. You're a sinner, but he came to save you. Somebody shout hallelujah. And the power of the anointed message of the rising began to reverberate and send shockwaves. Somebody shout amen. The priest felt the shockwave. Shout hallelujah. Come on. The people felt the shockwaves of a message of the rising. Oh, yes. It was a shockwave. A shock of guilt. I said a shock of guilt. The shock of wrongdoing. The shock of an error committed. The shock of injustice that they had done toward an innocent man. And the Bible said, young people, that they were pricked. The original interpretation says they were cut. They were pricked. They were cut in their hearts. They were cut to the heart. What is that? I grew up on this word. I'll tell you what it was. It was conviction. I said it was conviction from the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ got in that preaching, got in that preacher, and got in that preaching. Somebody shout amen. And it brought conviction. I said it brought conviction. Jesus said when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he'll guide you in all of truth. He said that Spirit of God, this Holy Spirit, is going to convict you of righteousness, of your sin, and of judgment to come. Hallelujah. I say, do it again, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's take back that message that belongs to the church, that the devil has stripped the church of. Are you hearing me? And they'd rather go to church. Come on, in youth class and college age classes, and be taught how you can be a success. Come on, somebody, in the corporate world, how you can make so much money. Woo, you'll never have another worry. I say the devil is a lie. Somebody shout amen. And they're running to these churches, and they're flocking to these places that call themselves a church. Oh, come on, somebody hit me. Woo. And the young people are juking and they're jabbing. Oh, some of those places. I watch it. I ain't talking about something I don't know. I've seen it. It kind of reminded me of the late 70s, early 80s, when they had that chandelier ball up in the center, and the lights were down low, and all of a sudden, here came John Travolta. Come on, somebody. Saturday Night Live. Do you know a lot of folks? Now, I'm not totally against that, but you know a lot of folks call their church, if they have church on Sunday night, they call it Sunday Night Live. I really think they ought to call it Saturday Night Live on Sunday night. I don't know why, but anyway, hey, come on, somebody. Oh, yes, the only thing missing is John Travolta. Oh, hear me, I'm a preacher, but you're shouting, but they're there, they're out there. We've been stripped of the message of Christ and Him crucified. We've been stripped of the message of the cross. We've been stripped of the preaching of the resurrection of Jesus. We've been stripped of the truth that there's salvation only in the blood of Jesus. By no other name can any man be saved other than the name of Jesus. Hey, it's time. I said it's time that we take it back. If you believe it, somebody shout it. Woo. That's what they're doing at harvest time at minister school. That's what they're doing up there at Brother McDonald's place and at OBI and the Ocho. We're taking back. Amen. They never lost it, but we're preaching. We're teaching young people how to take back the message of the resurrection. We're telling you, teaching you how to take back the message of Christ and Him crucified and not be ashamed. Be like Paul said, for I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Somebody give Him praise. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Somebody praise Him. See, when you go out of here preaching that message, and the rising is in you, and you go out of here preaching the rising, amen, message, and you tell them those at school or wherever you're at, you crucified Him. It was your sin and mine that hung Him on that cross. It was your sin and my sin that caused Him to be beat until His flesh hung around His waist like strips of material, bone and nerves showing from His back. But He did it for us. Shout amen. Go in that hellbound school and tell them you're going to go to hell, but Jesus made a way. He loves you. You don't have to. He was beat for you. He was mocked for you. He died for you, but He rose up for you. Somebody, I promise you, you go in that school preaching this message, I'm going to tell you, there's going to be, I said, there's going to be some shockwaves. Hit me something on that arm. Just let it keep on. Shockwave. 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 Somebody's in this school. Somebody's carrying a Bible. Woo. Hey, somebody walking down this aisle, down this hall, going to their locker, and on their locker, they got a message on the outside, said Jesus died for you. Hey, I'm about to preach better than you're shouting. I worked in a school as a custodian. I went to the middle school. I was cleaning the floor, looked up on a locker in the middle school, and there's a rainbow flag. I said, my God in heaven, my God. But I'm telling you right now, before it's all said and done, amen, God raised up some young people through our church who got born again. Would you shout hallelujah? Amen. We got FCA started, and all of a sudden I come to school one day, and all up and down the hall and on the front door and the side door, it was announcing a fellowship of Christian athletes had a cross on. Said, hey, come on, somebody shout hallelujah. I'm hurt. Listen. It sent shockwaves through the school. Woo, hallelujah. Come on, you preach it. It's going to send shockwaves. I said shockwaves. Hallelujah. He said they were pricked. What happened? They were cut to their heart. Conviction came on them. It created a crisis for them that heard it, throwing them into a time of intense difficulty in their soul. They had to make a decision. They said in verse 37, what are we going to do? What should we do? Woo, hallelujah. The lady that was over Fellowship of Christian Athletes in that school where I worked told me, she goes to our church, and she told me one night at church, she said, Pastor, I've had some of those from the GSA, Gay Straight Alliance. I've had students come to me and say, Miss Horseman, can we come to FCA? She said she knew what they believed, knew how they'd been deceived. But anyway, she said, yes, you most certainly can come to our FCA meeting, club meeting, because she started inviting in preachers, you know, speakers and whatnot. You know. And that student said, well, so-and-so told me if I was a part of GSA, I couldn't come to FCA. And then that teacher said, no, you come on. Somebody shout hallelujah. What was it? I tell you what it was. Those students were feeling a shockwave. They said, something ain't right in my soul. Somebody, I'm a boy, and somebody told me I was a girl. Just because I thought it, I was a girl, and I'm supposed to be a girl. And somebody said, some girl said, I'm supposed to be a boy because I just thought I was a boy. Amen. But the shockwave of the message of the rising, shout hallelujah, brought conviction. Would somebody shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Woo. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Brought them to a decision. What shall we do? And Peter said, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the taking away of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Somebody give God praise. Come on, teenagers. It's the message of the rising, the message of the resurrection. Preach it. Tell it. Don't be ashamed of it. Wear it. Give him praise in this house. Hallelujah. Woo. Tell him you got to believe in Christ that he died for you and be saved, born again, and you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, I got to move on. I'm talking about the fight ain't over yet. Keep standing. Look over at your neighbor and say, neighbor, keep standing. Come on, tell him, say, keep standing. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on, shout it. You got to keep standing. Hallelujah. Listen, Acts 26, verse 16. And it said Jesus did to Paul, to Saul, would become Paul. But rise and stand. All right. Your t-shirt that you're taking home says, rise, take a stand. Come on now. Woo. I'm talking about we in a fight. I said, I'm talking about we in a fight. It wasn't long ago I was watching Facebook. Is this all right? Can I preach a little more? Oh, y'all's quiet. I got enough to keep me going anyway. Amen. I was watching Facebook, and there was an African-American girl saved with the Holy Ghost. She's standing up on a box, and she was preaching Christ, preaching salvation, hallelujah, preaching against sin. Oh, I'm telling you right now, she's coming on with it. And all of a sudden, while I was watching it, here come these people clothed in red robes. The devil is a lie, trying to mock Jesus' blood. I said, they're clothed in red robes and had these white-looking bonnets on their head that had a flap that come down over their eyes. And they all marched out like this together. I don't know, about 10 of them. And they surrounded that black girl, that African-American girl, black girl, and she's a Christian lady, and she's preaching the word. They surrounded her, and then they didn't say nothing. They just did this. Pointed their finger at her. I said, you old lying devil. Come on, somebody. And you know what? She bucked up. Somebody shout amen. And said, let me tell you something. You try to put some curse on me. You can't put no curse on me. My God is bigger and better than your God. Somebody shout now. Hey, I said, hey, my God's bigger, my God's better, my God's greater. Somebody lift your hand and shout glory. Woo, hallelujah. You talk about taking a stand. That girl took a stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to what? Everybody say withstand. That word withstand. My second point is stand and resist. Say it with me. Stand. Come on, say it. Stand and resist. The word withstand means to resist. It means to oppose. It means to refute. It means to confute. Prove a person or an assertion to be wrong. We need somebody. We need some young people to stand up in their school and tell that devil, my God's bigger and better than your God. And let that devil know we're standing here today and we're going to be standing here tomorrow. We're resisting you. We oppose you. We're going to refute your hellish doctrine. We're going to confute you. Somebody shout hallelujah. We stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Oh, somebody shout, I'm standing. I'm standing. Hallelujah. Woo. James chapter 4, verse 7 through 8. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist. Everybody shout, resist. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Praise God, somebody. I said, praise God, everybody. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hearts, ye sinners. And I don't have to give commentary on this last, this last part, because preacher last night. And purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You're going to have to make up your mind. I said, you're going to have to make up your mind. Whose side are you on? I said, whose side are you on anyhow? Amen. Stand. Take a stand and keep standing. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Watch. Resist. The word resist is a word that demonstrates the attitude of one who is fiercely opposed to something and determines that he or she will resist it. To stand against it, to defy its operation. Hallelujah. That African American Christian girl, amen, was standing on that preaching box and she was resisting. Y'all not hearing me yet? I said resisting the principalities of darkness, resisting the powers of hell, because out of her mouth was coming the anointing. Out of her spirit and mouth was the anointing. Out of her spirit and mouth was a sword of the word of truth of God. And the devil couldn't stand it, because, amen, she preached and preached, and a little bit, all of those witches lined up, didn't say nothing. They just pulled their finger down like that. Had their head down. They had their head down like that. I said, that devil is a lie. Oh, I said, the Lord's bigger and better. You know what happened to those witches? They said, we better just keep on moving. Our frogs and frog's hair potion ain't gonna do nothing here. There's too much anointing. There's too much power. There's too much Jesus in this place. We better get on back to the dark hell hole. We come out of somebody's shout. Hallelujah. We're resisting. Amen. I said we're resisting the powers of hell. Glory to God. To stand against. Defy its operation. You ain't gonna operate here. We must be aggressively determined teenagers to stand against the work of the devil. To just shut our eyes, hoping that the enemy will go away. ain't gonna work. I said, it ain't gonna work. Oh. I said, somebody gotta open their eyes and look to Calvary. Somebody gotta open their eyes and realize that devil is a liar. He does have some power. He's at work in our day. Listen to me. It's devils that are causing a man to take up a rifle and mow people down in a supermarket parking lot and march right on in to the automatic doors and keep. Are you hearing me? I seen a video of it. One dear lady hit the floor and he had to reload, and he walked right after he got the reload in, walked right up. She's already laying there dead. Shout her again. I said, my God, he's full of devils, full of demons. Because my Jesus said the devil is not only a liar, but he is a murderer and has been from the beginning. You hearing me? I said, great God Almighty, we've got to resist. I said, we've got to resist the powers of hell. We can't close our eyes and pretend it's going to go away. We got to dig our heels in the proverbial ground, in the foundation of God's word. We got to dig our heels, brace ourselves for a fight. I said, for a fight, and put full Holy Ghost power forward to drive him back and drive him out back to the hell hole from which it came. Somebody shout resist. Shout resist. James says resist the devil. I'm not going to preach all this. I'm going to stop. All you praise center folks, get ready. You're going to hear it again Sunday. Come on. The full version. Brother Morris, I love him. He said last night, he said, if y'all amen and shout at me, he said, I'll preach shorter. I reached over and elbowed one of our counselors, young people, teenagers sitting next to me, what it was, or it might have been, I don't remember. One of them, I elbowed him. I said, great God Almighty. I said, you shout at me and holler hallelujah, and I'm going to preach longer. Come on, somebody. Now don't sit down now. Somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. James says, resist the devil. Somebody shout, resist the devil. This name, devil, is interesting. It is a translation from the word diabolos. And when you study that, you find out that it is his job. The name devil is actually his job description, made up of two words, diabolos. I don't know if I said that right or not, by trying. Two words. It means, when it's put together, diabolos, or devil, it means to repetitiously throw something, striking again and again and again, until the object being struck, which is me and you, has been completely penetrated and they're weak and worn. If that devil can't get you to go out Saturday night, sleep around and get a six pack, he's gonna try to wear you out. Oh, somebody come on, hit me right now. I said, if that devil can't force you out, he gonna try to wear you out. His name is the devil. It means he's going to keep striking at you. He's going to repetitiously keep throwing things at you again and again and again. He said, I'm going to do it again and again and again, evangelist, until I wear Scott Morris out. I got news for him. I read in my Bible where it said, with stammering lips, in other tongues, languages, God said, shall I speak unto my people? Come on, somebody. And this is the rest wherewith the, oh, y'all not hearing me. This is the rest wherewith the weary shall rest. And this is the refreshing. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost. Shout, Holy Ghost. Shout, Holy Ghost. Throw your hands up and praise it all over this house. Oh, my Lord. He's going to try to wear you out. I got to give this. I got a whole other point, but I'm going to stop right here. Listen. Contained in James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 is the how to resist the devil. Get your pen out. Write it in the flyleaf of your Bible. Contained in James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 is how to resist. Number one, submit yourself to God. That means accept or yield to a superior force, which is God, or to the authority, which is God, or will, which is God's, of another person, or of God. It means, I say it again, to accept or yield to a superior force, to the authority or will of another, which is God. Number one, submit. Number two, little Mac, draw nigh to God. Oh, y'all not hearing me. Y'all expect me to come up here with some kind of special hooey hooey. Boo. Shout boo three times at the devil. That's what somebody said. Just shout boo. Wave your little plastic sword. Do do-si-do in your little tutu. And he's going to flee. And he's going to flee from you. Somebody shout, Look at your neighbor, said, don't try that, neighbor. Because he'll be all over you. He'll be all over you like stink on a skunk. Somebody shout, help me, Jesus. Help me to submit. Help me to draw nigh to God. And James said he'll draw nigh to you. Lift your hands and praise him, somebody. Number three, cleanse your hands and purify your hearts. You're double-minded. I'm gonna try to close with this. I come to tell you. Hey, my brother, forgive me for getting your name. He helps that rather preach down over that bald knob. Not bald knob, knob hill. That's up in Eureka Springs. Thank you, baby. Brother Sean, is there a cross out there? Would you bring it in here, set it up here? We're getting ready to come to the altar. I got a whole lot more I really want to say. Oh, but I believe we've gone far enough to help you when you get home. To help you now and help you when you get home. Cleanse your hands and purify your hearts. You're double-minded. Like the preacher said last night, you got to get your mind made up. The old saints told me, when I got saved, I was 15, filled the Holy Ghost, called to preach. They said, Brother Mike, you got to make your mind up. I said, go and bring it up here, brother. I said it right there. I said, you got to make your mind up. Mama told me, half the battle is already won when you got your mind made up. I used to hear the classic saints get up on Sunday night testimony service and say, pray for me. I'm going to go through hell, and I'm going to go through high water, but I'm going to come out. Would you shout amen, somebody? Woo, give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, young folks, run to Calvary's Hill. I said, run to Calvary's Hill. Resist the devil. Submit yourself to God. Draw nigh to him. Cleanse your hands to purify your heart. You double-minded. Make your mind. And run to Calvary's Hill. Hallelujah. By your faith, cling to the Christ. Cling to Christ's cross and what he did in his crucified work there. Cling to Christ. Cling to Christ and him crucified, risen. Come on, somebody. Cling to the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Where'd Dustin Brown go? I need to help Dustin. Amen. No, I got it now. Come on anyway. I thought I was going to fall with it. Amen. Cling to the cross. That means cling to the work of Christ, crucified work at the cross. Because you ain't going to overcome that devil by yourself. But if you'll run and have faith in what Christ did at the cross, Amen. Because at the cross is where he defeated all the powers of hell. At the cross is where he defeated that old sin nature that you're struggling with and I struggle with and the evangelist struggles with. Woo! Paul said, I'd rather glory. Somebody shout amen. I'd rather glory in the cross. My victory is in him. Would you praise him right now? Stand with me, lift your hands. Come on, I feel God in this house. Hallelujah. I began to pray about what God wanted to say today. And I didn't talk to the evangelists and other preachers, but everything's flowed right along. And yesterday in children's service, I heard these words, resist the devil. Last night, somebody in this house on this platform said, resist the devil. I said, God, I hear you. I'm ready to preach. Somebody shout amen. Resist the devil, Diablos. Resist him. And he, somebody say this with me. He will flee from me. Shout hallelujah. Lift your hand and shout, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Lift your other hand and shout, I don't have to sin. I don't have to sleep around. I don't have to drink. I don't have to smoke. I don't have to vape. I'm a holy child of God. I'm going to bear the cross of Christ. I'm going to preach the rise message, the rising message. I'm getting ready to send shockwaves through my high school. I'm going to send shockwaves through my high school. Junior high, hallelujah. Somebody come on and help me. Oh, praise God. I want to know right now. See what I heard, what I've been hearing all week is the Holy Ghost saying, resistant force. And I've been hearing the Holy Ghost say, I am raising up a resistant force of young people. Hallelujah. If you want to be a part of the resistant force of God, he that resists shall continue to resist until he be taken out of the way by the rapture. With the resistant force of God in America. Listen to me, teenagers. That devil wants to take over your school. I seen it when I was working at the school I'm working at. I said, that devil wants to take over your school. But somebody got to rise. And somebody got to stand. And bear your heels in the foundation of the truth of God. And say, listen here, devil. I'm going to resist you. I'm going to oppose you. I'm going to defy you. I'm going to keep you from working your work. And say, help a horse. Somebody. So I want to know who's on the Lord's side. Who's ready to be a part of the resistant forces of this last day? If that's you, get out of here. I want you to come up and line up. Just come and stand in a single file, all shoulder to shoulder. Come stand shoulder to shoulder on this side of the cross. Hallelujah. And on that side of the cross, line up with the cross, shoulder to shoulder. Line up with the cross, shoulder to shoulder. Evangelist, would you come help me? Hallelujah. Youth pastors, preachers, pastors, would you? I feel, I promise the Lord. I said, I promise the Lord. I'd make him a soldier. I'd make him a soldier. I'd make him a soldier. I'm a part of the resistance force. Come on, lift your hands and praise God. While these men and women of God pray for you, lift your hands, young people, and shout. I'm going to resist. I'm going to resist that devil. I'm going to resist the Diablos. I'm going to resist him in the blood of Jesus. I'm going to resist him in the word of truth. I'm going to resist him with my testimony. I'm no more shakatan. Don't you be no will. Don't you be no will. Don't you be no jelly. Yes, I'm going to weak knees. Yellow belly. Spineless. No. Stand up. Get up and stand. Hallelujah. Taken by everything I've been.
The 2022-23 school year is about to be a different year in your Christian school, in your home school, in your public school. We're going to take it back. We're going to take it back. I said we're going to take it back. We're going to resist the power.
Was gone, and he had became, and so everything that he had, David carries himself in the Lord. He made up in his mind. Said I'm on my way down to his camp. I'm taking what's rightfully mine. Devil, I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me.
Hallelujah. Woo! Oh my God. God, my friends are going to get saved. Amen. Glory. Somebody go on and pray. Somebody pray before we go to lunch. I wish somebody would shout. No, I wish somebody in the Holy Ghost.
And I must admit that there have been times he's taken away my joy. Oh, but I'm serving Lord, it's only devil today. His kingdom is
on the rise. We stand against iniquity. Hallelujah. 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 Tell the message. Deliver the message. There's a rising tide of God. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord lifted up a standard. And the Lord's going to tell that devil, not here, not in this town, not in this school. There's a resistant force against the powers of demon spirits. God is about to manifest his works through his people. I'm not ashamed. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to we that are saved, the preaching of the cross is the power of God. Somebody praise the Lord. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the power of the cross.
Took back what is stolen from me. When I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what is stolen from me. He's under my feet. Oh, Satan is under my feet. Oh, when I went to the enemy's camp, and I took back what is stolen from me. Yes, hey. I took back what is stolen from me. He's under my feet. Oh, Satan is under my feet. Oh,
come on now. Amen. You said, devil, you won't do. No. I resist you. I defy you in the name of Jesus. I will not give you power to work here. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The power of Christ is in me. Greater is he. Holy Ghost, have your way. Come on, speak in the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost heal you. And speak as he speaks through you. Feel this room and spirit with prayer in the Holy Ghost. Feel this atmosphere with prayers in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taken by force.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rise up. Get up, girl. Get up in the name of Jesus. Rise up and take a stand and follow the line of the bloodline and tell the devil, I will go forward. I will serve the Lord. I will resist the devil.
He told me that the world would hate me if he wrote my name. Oh, said, Lord, that'll be all I need right now. Oh, I said, Lord, that'll be all I need right now.
Just stretch your hand this way. Back at home, at the praise center, God is moving in a mighty way. This past school year, we went into two high schools and did two suicide awareness assembly programs in two high schools. Hallelujah. We begin to see God bring people in, bring youth in. Hallelujah. But the devil hates it. We're getting ready to start a program called Living Free. And we're going to talk to people. We're going to have group sessions where we study the Word of God. We're going to reach out to folks struggling with depression and suicide and on and on and on. We're going to have a training school to teach people That devil hates us just like he hates you at your church. This morning, I'm getting ready to come over here to preach. I got a call from a mechanic that had been working on our other bus at home, little short bus. Been working on it, the air conditioner's out on it. He's going to put a compressor on it today. I seen where he tried to call me earlier this morning. I called him back before I come over here. He said, "Preacher," he said, "did you get a call last night?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "I got to tell you," said, "last night." Well, he said, "first let me tell you, your bus is no longer serviceable." I said, "Why? What's going on?" He said, "Well, there was a police chase in the neighborhood last night. A girl was high on drugs and carrying drugs with her, and the police were trying to catch her." He said, for some reason, she thought she had to turn down our little street, go past my shop. I had your bus parked outside in front of the shop. And since she lost control, run into your bus and throwed it through the garage door of my shop." And he said, "Your bus, it's in an awful shape." Come on, somebody. "I hate to give you that news," that man said. I said, "That's all right." I said, "The devil is a lie." Somebody shout hallelujah. On the way down here, the back part of our big bus we just bought, the compressor went out. And there's a lot of other things, but I want y'all to lift your hands, would you? And I'm going to shut up, get out of the way. Would you stretch your hands toward me and let's pray? Would you plead the blood with me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God will give us strength to go through the fight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We resist the devil. We resist him in the name of Jesus. God, you're going to give us power. You're going to give us strength. You're going to give us anointing. We're going to go through this fight. We're going to go through this fight because the fight's fixed. We already won. We already won. Hallelujah. I plead the blood. Somebody lift your hands right now and just give God the best praise you can give.
This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I, oh, this is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body. And your blood you shed for me. And this is how I fight my battle. Oh, and I believe you've overcome. So I will lift my song of praise for what you've done. Oh, and this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. This is how I, oh, give me love. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. Lord, it may look like I'm surrounded. If I hear you, Lord, if it looks like I'm surrounded by you. And this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, this is how I fight my battles. This, oh, it may look like I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how. There's a table that you prepared for me. Blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, and I believe you've overcome. So I will lift my song. I praise the one you've done. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I. In the valley, I know you. victory. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. Oh, it may look like, it may look like I'm surrounded, but surrounded by you. If it look like I'm surrounded by you, Lord. If it look like I'm surrounded by you, Lord. If it look like I'm surrounded, oh. And this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, and this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This, oh, it may look like, oh, it may look like I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded by you, Lord. It may look like I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, oh, this is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I. Valley, I know you're there with me. she follows me. So my weapons are praise and thanksgiving, and this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I, this is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how.